Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Danny Ayalon, a former Israeli ambassador to Washington. Ambassador Ayalon, it's been said that there's a certain synergy between U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in terms of their styles. Do you see something like this?
Yes, I see compatibility, I think, which is based on, I would say, a common outlook on the world, and also some chemistry, which is based on personality as well.
Considering the relationship that Netanyahu had with Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, is it possible that the relationship that Netanyahu has with Trump simply looks better because of the relationship with Obama?
Well, absolutely. When in relative terms, of course, you can see a stark difference. But I would say also in absolute terms, I think it is safe to say that President Trump and his administration is the most supportive of Israel ever, and really understanding the deepest Israeli concerns and also the Israeli challenges for its security and the future. And it starts with our need for defensible borders, hence the recognition of the Golan Heights as a part of Israel. Secondly, the right for self-defense, and hence this condemnation of Hamas and then Hezbollah. And the same thing about the first and the foremost problem that we have with our enemies, and this is their denial of our legitimacy and ownership of our land. Hence, we see the move of the American embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing it as the Israeli capital.
But Trump is seen as a mercurial figure. He can love you one day, and the next day, if he feels slighted, he may not love you. He's about to unveil a peace plan that we've all been hearing about that could very well be not to Israel's liking. Could this actually change the relationship, say that he wants to divide Jerusalem, or he wants to do something that's not exactly amenable to the Israeli government, and the Israeli government makes its feelings known? Could it be that tomorrow Trump would wake up and not be so friendly?
I do think that Trump expects some gratitude from Israel and the Israeli government, and I'm sure that they will look very, very favorably to any plan coming from Trump and his administration. But at the end of the day, it's not about personal relationship. It's about security and vital interests of a nation, which supersede personalities or personal friendships between people at the helms of their countries. So I think that the golden rule that have always been in this relationship between Israel and the United States was that sometimes you have to agree to disagree. Only with the exception of Barack Obama, this rule was not kept.
You are listening to Danny Ayalon, a former Israeli ambassador to Washington. Trump waged a pretty unusual campaign in 2016. The current Israeli campaign is pretty unusual. Do you think that their styles are influencing one another?
There could be some influence, but I think if we're looking at the broader picture, it's not just an issue of styles, whether it's of Trump or Netanyahu. I think that the campaign in the United States of 2016, and certainly the campaign now in Israel, really reflects the changes where the social networks and the social media really takes precedence over anything else. And unfortunately, with the social media, the anonymity, the irresponsibility, the possibility of manipulations with, you know, with the trolls and with bots and anything else can really bring a campaign to very, very low spheres. And we saw it in the United States. We see it here. And I think it also, and I wouldn't take this out of consideration, that also there is involvement of foreign elements which are not looking for the best interests of our countries, whether it's in the United States or Israel, which also, I would say, influence the campaigns. It is disappointing that we do not see the politicians, heads of parties, the leaders of today, not standing as one against this bad trends of the social media, and instead of leading by examples, they are just following it and stooping to this lowest common denominator.
It's quite clear that Trump likes Netanyahu. He invokes Netanyahu's name quite often. And Netanyahu invokes certain terms, even when speaking in Hebrew, certain terms that were coined by Trump or made more prominent by Trump, such as fake news. Do you think one is influencing the other, if one more so than the other? Do you think it's a question of treby or bump?
Well, I think it's a matter of likeness, absolutely. It could be also that they share the same kind of character or many traits in that character, which makes the chemistry between them such a good one. But at the end of the day, it's not just the personalities that matter, but the relationship as a whole between countries, which relates to interests, which relates to values. And in that sense, the U.S. and Israel are natural allies.
Danny Aiello, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.